Why? When does it say this word of Hayosher Kroni bring Yisharis? That's only by Yabomas Yochid is talking about. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Yama, Yochid, Nami, Mekarab, Chayv, is Medeir, Lamaloch. Kiksiv, HaYosher, the Mamayit, Yochid, Mekabonis, Chayv, that's Abbeim of Ksiv. There's going on Abbeim of Meat when he wants to bring on his Bamas Yochid. So true, a Yochid could only bring on a Bamas Yochid his Yesharis, only Oyla and Ishlamim, not his Chayvis. Avo, but if you'd hold the Bam Gedela, on the Bam Gedela that he was in Gilgal, and he could also bring his chayvos. That's what it says, that's what Yehuda says. There was no difference between the bama in the midbar and the bama in Gilgal. Negate the bama gedola, any carbon could be brought there. If so, elohoksiv ish, that's what the pasuk says, ish, lav lameimro the ish yisharis hu delikrov hachayvos delikorv. Pasuk doesn't mean to say that a yochid could only bring oilus v'shlamim and cannot be chayvos at all, but kiksiv ish, when does the pasuk say ish? It means the hachshir es azar. It means to be machshir azar. That you don't need a kohen, even a zar could do the avodah. So Rashi says the question is, according to Yehuda, it says the word ish. Now vi lav lamutev doesn't come to exclude af mi bam gedola also. So lomel the class of ish. Why is the pasuk say the word ish altogether? Nifl, what did you say? Kol ayosher b'yenov. V'chivin the b'yenov haynu kitana pshita the yeshu. So why does that say the word ish? So Mar says yes. So how mean it was to Mamayat even from a bum at Sibur? So if Yudis says no, it says the word ish is Lahakshra Sazar, Lavoidis Bama. Then the Bamas Yochid, even a Zar is kosher. That's where it says the word ish. But Erechnami, only on a Bamas Yochid do we say that only his Yesharis and not Chayvis, and the wood in a Zar could bring. But on a Bamas Sibur, Erechnami, then even if it's Chayvis, he could also bring. Because the Gemara Zar, Mi Vizorik HaKoynes Adam Al Mizbech, as al mizbech Hashem nafka. Learn that from a different passage. It says mizbech Hashem. That's why you have to have a kain. Mash on the bum, you don't need a kain. You don't need a kain. Well, it says no. Mad the time I was thought to say liboy kedusha bechoros kimikara. And echnami, maybe you don't need a kain, but maybe you would have to need a bechor to bring the korban on a bama the way it was before. Kamash malon that no, that even a zar was kasha to bring his korban on a bama's yochid. Now the Gemara is Chachom Hanat Tanakama. The first Chachomim is the last Chachom. Now the same thing as the Tanakama. They also said that Yochid could only bring an oil on the Shlom and Mashum, nothing else. Amarapopo Korvo Nesachim by Midbrik of Benayil. The Nafka Minor is that they have Nesachim in the Midbar. So Rashi says the Rabbon in Kamoi like Korvo Nesachim by Midbar. They did not bring Nesachim in the Midbar. The oil is Shlom Gereda. They only bring oil and Shlom by itself without the Nesachim. But according to Chachom and Basra, the next Shita, they held no, that he, when a Yochid brings on his Bama, Oilo Shlomim, he could bring the Sachem also. He held that he also brought the Sachem in the Midbar. So on the Bama's Yochid, he could also bring the Sachem. So that's the machlokes between the Tanakama, the Chachomim, and the second Chachomim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. We'll do the next daf on the other side. Just wait till the end and then turn over. You're up to about Kuf Yud Ches and Aleph. There are two lots that's around 5 lines down. It says, Amma what we said before, that Rabbi Shimon Shita was, that he said even in the Bamba Gedola, in Gilgal, they'd only brought the Korvet Nechayiv, or Tzibur only brought a Psa'a Pesach, that's all. Or else the Chayivos, Shekhvu Lemzman, like Yom Tov and Masafi Yom Tov they brought. But Rashi said before, but let's say the Tzibur did a chet, that they have to bring a parvel and dovo, or else the Avodas Kechovim, he also did not bring even the Bama Gedola in Gilgal. He argues and all the other Mandyamim before. They all said that no, that in the Bama Gedola of Gilgal was the same thing like in the Midbar, that the Tzibur brought all the Chayvas there. And Shimon helped know the only Chayva that a Tzibur brought was only Psochim or something like it. Tomorrow says, my time with Rabbi Shimon, that's the reason of Rabbi Shimon that he holds only Chayvus like a Pesach was brought. The Yachsiv, what the Pesach says in Yeshua, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach, da Gilgal. The Pesach has to say extra special that Klai Yisrael made a Korban Pesach, da Gilgal. The question is, cheap, of course, why not? Since there was a Bama Tzibur there, of course they brought a Korban Pesach there. What's the Chiddush? Elas, Rabbi Shimon says, the Pesach comes to teach us, called Kamash Mulam, that the Chayiv was Kain Pesach Hudikarev. Only a Chayiv like a Korban Pesach was brought on the Boma in Gilgal. But Halav Kain Pesach, something that's not a Kavud, because the man, Lekarev, it was not brought Lekarev. So that's from Shimon's Rosho from this Pesach. For the Gemara of Yiduch, what does the other man Yom do? The Chayiv Shimon is right. And for what purpose does the Pesach have to say special that they brought a Korban Pesach in Gilgal? There was a bomb of Gedolah, the Obama Sibar, of course they brought it. So when it says, Vidach mi boi lei, liker Rabbi Yechanan, stitching a chidish, like Rabbi Yechanan says, to Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Benoah, that oral, mekabel haizor, the chidish, let's say a person is an oral, a person that doesn't have a bris milo done to him, and let's say he became Tommy Mace, and now he wants to become Tor, that you'll add a sprinkle upon him, like the Mechatis, even though he's an oral. And when you finish the Shlishi and Shvi goes to the mikvah, it could become Torah from Tumas Meis, even though it's still moral. That's the Chiddush. And that's what happened over here also. The Rashi says, that the Pesach says, V'yasa as a Pesach b'gugul, to mashma shasul kilchosa, b'mila b'torah. That first of all they made a bris mila, and also they were Torah. The Rashi speaks out, Ruba mo'arei l'moyu, because in the midvah they didn't make a bris mila. And when did they make the Bris Mila? The first one over the Yarden on Yud Benisan. And they couldn't be Mila that day. So they first made the Mila on the 11th day of Nisan. And they're all Tumei and Mesim, as she says in the summer, because the Mesim died in the Midbar. So it comes out that if they wanted to be Torah by Yud Dalet Benisan, so they had to start making Dazor like 7 days before that. Now 7 days before that, they were still in Oro, they didn't have a Bris Mila yet. So you see, it's possible to make a Mekabel Hazor to become Torah from a Tumas Meis, even though they were still in Oral. That's the Chiddush in this Pesach. That they brought the Korban Pesach Kilchosai, meaning they became Torah completely from the Tumas Meis, even though when they first started to make the Hazor, they still had an Oral, they did not have a Bris Mila yet. Now the Gemara says, Toni Tona Kamed Rav Ada Bar Ava. Tana learnt in front of Rav Ada Bar Ava, like this. The Gemara Megillah really, that ain bein boma gedela, the boma ketana, there's no difference between the boma gedela and the boma ketana, el a pesach, v'chayves hakfu lem zman, only that the korban pesach, or anything else like that, like the chayves, hakfu lem zman, through this goes like the vishimin. So on the side of the Gemara, it says, for machir megirsa should be that, omalei, so he answered back and said to him, the yomalei chamani, who do you mean to go like? Chorei vishimini, you mean to go like Chorei vishimini chita. But even in the Bom Gedolah, he only brought Chayvos Hakfulem Zman. The Yom Rain Ben Bom Gedolah Bom Ketana El Atesla VeChayvos Hakfulem Zman. So that's John Reb Shimon. So in this Omele, Rav Ada Barav said back to him that Tetargia Mas Nisecho, he should even learn Shana Mishnah be Erlas Chayva. I tell you, he's teaching us a Chiddush really, that we say the Chayvos Hakfulem Zman is brought in the Bom Gedolah, which is Masmi only a Chayv. And Mashenken and Dova is brought even by a Bamas Yochid. It's only talking about the Eulas Chayva. In other words, the Korban Eulah, like the Tamidim, Erev, Bavoykel Erev, Rav Suadin, Rav Ben Abayim, the Tomash of Shoshach, or Tomash of Ben Abayim, or that's saying Yom Tovim, the Rosafim, the Eulas. So Eulas, true, on the Bamas Sibur, it's brought to Eulas Chayva. On the Bamas Yochid, it's even brought to Eulas Nadova. Because then the Iko Eulas Nidova, because there is such a thing that's brought in the Bom Ketana on Eulas Nidova. Because the Chattis, if you're talking about even a Chattis, means that a Chattis, a Kfuul and Zman, let's send them the Sofim, of Yom Tovim to bring a Chattis, if so, Yochid Hu, Chayvus the Kfuul and Zman, Niko. In other words, it's Marshma that the Chayvus were brought on the Bom Gedela, but the Nidovis were brought on Bom Ketana. The Chuvah, there's no Chattis that's brought to us in the Dover. Every Chattis is only a Chayva. So Mashma, the Mishnah is not talking about Chattis, it's only talking about Eulis. And Rashi explains also, that's why he says Tesach. Because if he meant to say all Korbanos Chayvis, so why did he say the word Tesach for? He just should have said, all Chayvis are Kvul Lem Zman. Tell him, I think he says Tesach, the Chayvis Kvul Lem Zman means only a Korban Eulah. And the only other one was a Tesach. But no other Korban Chayvis were brought even on the Bom Gedolah and Gilgal. So where's the question why? For Lukma bin Minchas Chayva Zika Chavitim, Why don't you say there's a chilek of a minchas chayva that comes every single day? The mincha that Kohen Gadol has to bring half in the morning, half in Abayim, the minchas chavitim, and that's bor chayva, and maybe that came in the bama gedola, and kineged there on the bama katanis came also a mincha you can bring in a davar. So why don't you also add in to this brayis a mincha? So Mora says, kasavar erekrami, Rav Adab, Rav Old, that a man yom before, that ain't mincha the bama. He holds an abomis yochid, even a mincha that's brought potatoes in a dover, you cannot bring an abomis yochid. Only a zavah a korban was brought, and not a mincha. Then the Mishnah says, bol l'shiloi. So the Mishnah says, when they came to Shiloh, the Mishnah says, there was netzer abomis then, and there was no roof, and the bayis shalavonim malamato, the urios malamalo. That's what the Mishnah says, that the bayis in the bottom was made from stones, but on the top was made out of curtains. Smurfs the question, Minohan Emili, how do we know this from? That's the way the Mishkan Shiloi was built. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, it's a Sirim Sukkim. Kosta Vechra, in the one Pasuk says, V'Sivieyu, Beis Hashem Shiloi, bring him to the house of Shiloi. Mashma, there was a bias. The Kosta Vechra, another Pasuk says, V'Yitosh, Mishkan Shiloi, Oyel Shichen Bodom. The Mishkan Shiloi was an oil, was only a tent. Look, Sivis says after that, Vayimas the oil Yosef. Uvishavit Ephraim Loi Bochar. So the Gemara says, okay, so how do you come out with these two psukim here? One person calls it a bias, and one person says when the oil was only a tent. So the Gemara says the pshat was, Vahoytse Shom Tikra, there was no real roof of a bias. Ela Avonim Lamaton. There was a bias on the bottom, the walls were made out of stone. But the urias milmalon, but they had urias that curtains for the roof. Vihaisa manucha, that was called manucha. But when the prophet says in Devarim, kiloi bose madato el ha manucha, so manucha means mishkan shiloi. Now it says in the Mishnah that kotchi kadoshim, and it ends off, that kotchim kalim o maisesheni b'chol haroya. Any place that you could see mishkan shiloi from, you allow to eat kachim kalim and maiseshen. So the Gemara says, "No, how does the Mishnah know to say this?" That Omer Rabbi Ishi, the Omer Kod Apostle says, "He shomelecho tentala or lasecho b'chol mokom asherato tira." Be afraid not to burn any place that you could see. So we dashin b'chol mokom asher tira hi atamala. Any place that you could see, you should not burn it. Avolato oichol b'chol mokom shatiroya. But I'll call upon him, you're allowed to eat it in a certain place, as long as you could see, as goes on Mishkan Shiloi. So even though there's an Issa not to be Mala, not to burn the korban like Pachutz, outside the Mishkan Shiloi, but I call upon him, you're allowed to eat it. Where are you allowed to eat it? B'chol Mokom. That's supposed to go, Vishom L'chol Tantal L'Sam B'chol Mokom Asher Atatira. But only Halo is also B'chol Mokom Asher Atatira. But Achil is Muta B'chol Mokom Asher Atatira. So Mara says, maybe no. Amo, why don't you say, B'chol Mokom Shato Roya, Iyatamalo, Avalato Zaveyach, B'chol Mokom Shatira. Maybe the deek is, you can't burn the korban, you can't burn the Amurim of B'chol Mokom Shatatira. But maybe the Zvicha of Zevachila, the Shchiti Latu, on Rabbi Yana Yamakrona, the Pasuk says, Shom Tale Vishom Tase. At the same place where you're supposed to burn it, that's where you're supposed to Tase, do the Avoides, do the Shchita. But since the halor, the burning of it, has to be inside the Mishkan Shiloi, who are them shita, the shita also has to be done inside. So therefore, the Pasuk says, B'chomakam Ashata Tira means the Achila of Kachim Kalim. You could eat outside Mishkan Shiloi, any place that from there you could still see the Mishkan Shiloi. Rav Avdi Mi Bar Choso Omar, he says like this. Omar Kwa, the Pasuk says, Goloi Sana Shiloi.